Welcome. You have tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. The program you're listening to is called A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live right here, right now on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. I know a lot of people download the app TuneIn and forget to search WWGH. So remember that. Telephone number, if you would like to call in, have any questions for myself or my guest, or would like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. That number again is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Address 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and the title is called Healing. I gently return to equilibrium, nurtured by a wellspring of love. I, the soul, am washed and soothed by the quiet energies of stillness, embracing the vastness of my inner landscape. I understand the cycles of growth and decay. Today, I will fix something broken or find a new use for it. That gives us a lot to look forward to, huh?
Yes, it does.
Just because it's broken doesn't mean we can't use it, right?
That's
right.
We can
fix it for the better. And the voice you hear, other than mine, is my guest today, Heidi Jones. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Linda. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's been a while since we've had a chance to chit-chat, huh?
It is. I'm happy to be here today.
I'm glad that you could come.
Good.
And just share this 45 minutes with me. Absolutely. Great. Now, I know that you are the director, right, of Marion Matters?
Yes.
Yes. And what other capacity do you work with Marion Matters?
So I do a couple of different things. Obviously, being the director of a small nonprofit, we wear many hats sometimes. So, I'm one of those folks who facilitates classes. I do presentations in the community as well. I sit on several other committees one being an example, the Lower Downtown Committee, where we're looking at bringing businesses to the downtown area and also beautifying our downtown just to keep it thriving. So that's one of the committees I sit on, and several others in the community. So just different hats. You know, I'm always seeking funding for the nonprofit. We are locally funded, and we couldn't do the work that we do without local support. We are a partner agency of the United Way. We also receive the Robert and Dorothy Wopat funds through Marion Community Foundation. Okay. We receive financial support from Ohio Health, Marion General Hospital. We also have a fundraiser annually, and the Rotary Foundation has really stepped up, and they did a three-year commitment to fund our youth curriculum, the R Rules, which we currently facilitate at Harding High School with their Excel Kids, and the Harding Project, which was formerly known as Rushmore Academy.
Right, absolutely. Yes. Wow, you do wear many hats. A mouthful of things that keeps you busy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, but all important. All of them important.
Well, thank you.
And when we say Marion Matters, what does that mean?
Marion Matters. I think it probably means something different to everybody. Mm-hmm. But for us, our focus is really in developing relationships of mutual respect with people across all economic classes in our community, mm-hmm. so we can create a community where everyone lives well and thrives. Good. So one of the things that we really pride ourselves in, one being those relationships, but also two, we're in the development business, if you will, mm-hmm. meeting people where they are, helping them to recognize the skill sets that they have, but also develop the skill sets that they want to create a better future story for themselves and their families.
Mm-hmm. And you're right about development, because that is a process. And sometimes we feel that we have arrived, but we haven't quite arrived at where we need to be, you know, to go on with our life. You know, I find myself doing that. I could use all kinds of skills right now today, you know, to help me in my future.
Absolutely. And I always kind of use this example. It may sound silly, but, you know, no matter what economic class or which background you come from, we all have room to improve. And right. we really break the development down into resources. As a matter of fact, we define poverty not as a money thing, but rather the extent to which an individual does without resources. So it really gives us a goal and a focus.
When
we develop resources and we begin to stabilize ourselves. So if you think about it this way, no matter where you're at in life, I would say we all could develop. I look at myself and I think, well, you know, I'm an average middle class person. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty well stabilized, but I have resources that are low too. My physical resource is a little bit lower. I'm mm-hmm. overweight for my age. I was just recently diagnosed with diabetes. So I have room for development. And then I look at wealth. You know, many wealthy people, and I use this example, take, for instance, Kate Spade or Robin Williams, you mm-hmm. know, very wealthy, but they had low emotional resources, and that end result was them committing suicide. So if someone had taken the time to develop that emotional resource within them, maybe it would have been a different outcome. So no matter where you're at in life, we can all develop in some way.
Right. You know, I never thought about that. And I'm looking up the word development, and it starts out evolution. That is to evolve, mm-hmm. to grow, even though we think we're grown. But a lot of us are not mature. It's a maturing process. Expansion, enlargement, spread, build out, progress, success, blossoming. Blooming. Yes. So, like you said, we can all benefit from growing and developing. Like
Most
you said,
definitely.
Zara, don't even talk about weight. I think this was the worst winter. Oh my, what we call incubation I've been in. I'm like, oh my gosh, when it was over, it's like my pants. What happened? You know what I'm saying? So I know what you mean by that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that we just get comfortable sometimes with who we are and where we are in our life. And we think there's just nothing else that we really need, right? We're good, but you're saying we're not. We can all prosper.
We all can prosper. And I think sometimes, you know, it's just our the environment in which we grow up in.
True.
You know, we're told certain things growing up, and that message really matters. You and I had a side conversation before we started, and we said language matters.
It does.
And it really does. What are those recorded voices that we tell ourselves? Are we playing back something that maybe we were told our whole life?
True.
You know, some people, unfortunately, they don't have a positive influence who say you can do anything you put your mind to.
That's
some
true.
People say, oh, you're going to turn out just like so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to believe and take on those things. And if so-and-so wasn't a good thing to turn out to be, then we're telling ourselves we can't be more than that. So it really does matter. The people that we surround ourselves with, the message that we play back in our minds, those things that have been programmed into our minds. And if we've been given a negative program, what we do really helps you turn that around. You aren't fated. No matter where you're at, you can change and you can make a difference.
Right.
And it all begins with those relationships and really surrounding yourself with the team that you want to help you create that future picture that's a lot brighter than maybe what it seems right now.
That's what really drew my attention to the program that you are director of right now, was because you do not accept the way a person walks in to your office. You see more in that person.
Yeah.
And you help them to see that there is more to you than what you really say and what you really think. what are your dreams? And you know, when you have dreams, you feel like it's way over there and I really can't attain it.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do, but how do I get there?
Yeah.
You know?
And one of the things we say, the difference between a dream and a goal are action steps.
True.
You know, if you have this dream and you want to make it a reality, then let's walk that out. Let's mm-hmm. see what it looks like. And so the thing that I love about what we do is it's agenda free. You know, we have this curriculum that helps us understand the world in which we live in a little bit better. It helps us understand maybe the environment we grew up in. And then it helps us really take a look at what skills we have or what resources we have. And we find that we do have some strengths, but it's typically maybe our lower resources that keep us tied to an unfortunate situation. And so what we do is help people, you know, they identify. We don't tell them these are your strengths and weaknesses.
Right.
They get to do that themselves. And then we say, if you would like to build those resources, let us be that first leg of support for you. How can we help you strengthen, you know,
right.
take the strengths that you have to really build those weaknesses? So we're all about, you know, helping people sort of understand where they are now and then look further and see where they want to be. And then we put that map together. So that becomes the action plan to make that dream more like a reality. And it doesn't matter what the dream is. Someone could come in and say, I really, you know, I want to be a fashion model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's wonderful. What does that look like? What does it look like to be a fashion model? What type of things would you need to do before you stepped out and said, here I am,
right.
Linda, the fashion model.
Right.
Well, let's plan backwards. What are those things? So no matter what the goal is, we'll walk it out. We'll put some action steps to it. Sometimes people say, you know what? I thought that's what I wanted to do after we started putting the action
right,
steps
right.
together. Then they say, you know what? Maybe this is what I'd like to do. And they change their mind. And we're there to help them, again,
mm-hmm.
walk it out. What
mm-hmm.
does that look like? And
mm-hmm.
we've seen many people just transform their lives because we believed in them.
Mm-hmm.
We started a relationship and we said, you know, if that's what you'd like to do, we respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help you get there. We want to help you achieve it. And they're going to have to do some work, but we're willing to walk right alongside them, put in the work as well to help them
right.
make that future a reality to
right.
them. So,
and how often does that happen that you think you want to be something or do that and it turns out you really don't? And you spend all this time and all those thoughts and your actions trying to get into it. And then you find out, well, I don't even want to do this, right?
Yeah.
And the good thing is, it's not time wasted.
No.
Because they needed to take that time to understand that's not what they
yes.
really wanted to do.
Well, and something that I say all the time to our participants, sometimes when we're trying to figure out what it is that we want to do, we can go through a list of things we know we don't want to do. And the only way we know that we don't want to do them is that maybe we've tried it before. So
yeah.
it's not a failure. It's not a missed attempt.
Right.
You said, you know what? I did that. I tried that. That certainly is something I don't want to do. So then how do I put the steps to make sure I don't get stuck doing that for the rest of my life?
Right.
And so the core program that we have, we call it an experience because when you call it a class or you call it a program, our participants have said to us, it's more than that. A class says you walk in, you go through a textbook, and at the end of the day, you've completed whatever it is you wanted to complete.
Right,
but
right.
Getting Ahead, which is our core experience, they've said it's an experience that will change your life if you use the tools that you've been given.
Right.
And so we call it the Getting Ahead experience. And that's where we put a diverse group of people at a table. And we use a lot of the learning from one another in what we do. So we call it a kitchen table discussion.
Okay.
We sit around a table and we each sort of share our stories, what we feel comfortable with sharing. And we learn and grow just by hearing others' experiences because my instability might look very different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might look different from how a male would
True.
Walk through instability. And so when we can hear other people's stories, we have a richer picture of what our community looks like and what people go through.
Right.
But we also can say, wow, if they could work through that adversity, I certainly could too if I'm
right.
willing to put in that work. And so Getting Ahead is the first place to start when you join us over at Marian Matters. That's sort of the core of what we do. And it really slows us down a bit and says, this is where I'm at. I've been thinking about changing. I'm not sure how, or
right.
maybe I hadn't thought about changing at all, but maybe it's time for me to do that. So we start thinking about that. We look at the different causes of instability. Most people are surprised to find that it's more than just a money thing, mm-hmm. that it's all about resources. And the more resources you have, the more strengthened you are as a person, you're stabilized, and things don't affect you in a way. So we always think of that financial resource. So if I have little money and I get a flat tire, that could be detrimental to me, because if I can't get the tire fixed, maybe I'm not able to get to work, and maybe I've been late before. So this is that final straw. I lose my job. If I lose my job, I'm unable to pay my bills. I lose my home, things like that. So that's one example of how one resource could really affect other resources if we don't stabilize ourselves. So the cool thing with getting ahead is when we look at resources and we look at sort of the different causes of instability, we can better prepare ourselves for things. So we always think of, before you go through getting ahead, you're sort of in this concrete cycle. I have a concrete problem that needs a concrete solution. I don't have time to think about next week. I'm in survival mode. Right, I'm thinking about today. I wake up, I take care of these three things. And if I do that, I can sleep well and we can start all over again tomorrow. And so we want to take people from that concrete experience to be able to think a little more abstractly.
Right.
So what if I was able to at least stabilize today? Could I think about next week and plan and prepare so that a flat tire would not end up costing me a job or my home or things like that? And so that's the cool part about it, is if once we can take folks out of what we call tyranny of the moment, and that just simply means that my need to act overwhelms any willingness I have to learn or take on new information because I've got to solve this in order to get to that next step, then if we can get you out of the tyranny of the moment, you can start building those resources pretty quickly. So we're all about stabilizing and then developing the individuals for long-term success. Mm-hmm. We don't want someone to say, well, I have today covered. We want people to be able to say 3 months from now, I've got that covered too. It makes them feel so much better. And then once you sort of stabilize, then you can take on new things. Maybe it's I need to strengthen my skill set, so I need to get a certificate somewhere. Or maybe I need to continue my education. Or maybe I do have some skills, but I've not been working in a job where I can utilize the skills. So maybe it's changing employment. You know, maybe I need to look at something that matches more with my skill set. Things like that. So as we can start developing at that point, setting goals is huge. Is a huge part of that. And we know that if we don't put a date to it, it doesn't get done. Because how many of us have said, oh, I can do that tomorrow? I think we all say that at some point in our life. But tomorrow never comes, right?
Yeah,
so we
true.
Need to that say, I'm going to accomplish this on May 22nd. Mm-hmm. That puts a date to it. And then I can measure that and say, well, did I achieve it by May 22nd? I did. So guess what? I can mark that off the list. So it's just little things and changing the way that maybe we've thought of things before. And then again, the setting that we're at, when I facilitate, I'm not there to be a teacher with all the answers. I'm there to learn too. My goal is just to make sure we get through the curriculum in the time we're allotted to do so. So I've learned a lot about the community by just being able to be a facilitator and hear other people's experience. And how rich is that to sit around together and just learn from another?
That's true. I mean, it's something that you can't really pay for. Listening to other people, and you have to be still to listen, but like you said, to be stabilized, and you used Robin Williams, and I forget the other person's
name.
Kate Spade as an example. And like you said, you're giving people life skills and how to think through things, you know, and to be overwhelmed, and you think about all these stars, and their lives are overwhelming. You know, Goldie Hawn said that, I don't know what happened in her life, but she said she had to go to, she decided to go to counseling. So she thought she'd be there like a month or so like that. You know, she said, but you know what? I think she said it was like 16 or 20 years that she went through this counseling, and you wonder, well, what was really wrong with her? But she was learning life skills. She was learning how not to be overwhelmed with life and everything that pops up. Because sometimes things pop up, like you're buying a home. Okay, and like you have a job. Only have so much money, like you said. Okay, now, the roof, I need a roof. What am I going to do about that? How am I going to afford a roof? Right. You know, and we get overwhelmed. We get anxiety.
Yes.
You know, and we don't know how to deal with it. I love the fact that you're doing that and helping people through those times of their lives, because I've been there many times.
I think we all have. And if we said that we got where we are today all by ourselves, that wouldn't be true.
No, it's not
true. We all need help in some way. Yes. And that's the cool thing about what we do.
Yes.
Is really, you know, being open and honest and transparent. I share my life stories as we're sitting around that table, and people would look at me and say, well, I would never have guessed you went through something like that.
Right.
But I did, and I'm here to tell you that if I can get through that,
right,
so can you.
So can you.
And look at what happens when you put your mind to it and say, I can do that.
I can do that.
And then surround yourself with people who are going to encourage you,
right,
to move to that next step. Because we've seen this happen during Getting Ahead. Someone is on fire. Like, they are there, they're present. They're wanting to make all these changes. Now they feel empowered to where I can get this done. And then they talk to their friends or family about it, and they'll say to you, oh, do you think you're better than we are now? You know, you're going and moving forward.
Right.
So that relationship may need to sever ties for a while until you feel strong enough to say, I love you from a distance, but I've got to work on me.
True.
And I want to fill my life with those people who believe in what my dreams, goals, and things are.
Right.
And I want people to build me up when I'm trying to get that done. But but we know that it happens. But when that happens, it's not because the person doesn't want you to achieve your goals. But if you decide to change your situation and maybe you move out of the neighborhood, we know this in daily instability, the driving force is relationships. So if we've been friends for many years and you've lived in the neighborhood and we've helped each other out time and time again, if you were to better yourself and move, I've lost a resource in you.
True.
So it's not that I don't believe in you, but I don't want you to leave because that's detrimental to me.
Right.
So that's what's happening. It's not that people don't want to see other people do well.
Or so jealous because you are getting on with your life and you know, you got a good job and you got your head on straight for once, you know.
Yes.
And a lot of people think, oh, they're just jealous because, you know, I'm moving on with my life.
Yeah.
But you're right.
And
losing a resource.
Yes, and if we stopped and looked at that, then we could maybe address it that way and say, you know what, Linda, I know that you've lived in this neighborhood for so long, and you know, I'm just trying to better myself in some ways, but I won't forget about you.
Right.
And if you want to make that change, why don't you join the Getting Ahead experience? Because maybe you would feel the same way that
True.
I do. And we've had a lot of people, we've gotten a lot of referrals that way because people have seen, well, gosh, Linda's doing this stuff. She's out there accomplishing these goals left and
right.
I want a piece of that too. What's happening?
Right.
And then they share the information and we see lives transformed. And that's the part that's so amazing. The joy that I get from seeing someone realize their true potential is just the joy of my life. Like being able to see that is so cool. And just knowing that people believe in them and then finally they feel like I can do this, it just warms your heart because nobody wakes up and says, I want to be a failure today.
Oh, let's hope not.
No, you know, and
right,
so
it's not programmed in their mind. I'm just not going to do,
yeah.
I'm going to fail today.
So what are the barriers that are in their way? What are the barriers that stop them from getting what they want to accomplish in a day? That's what we want to talk about.
Right.
We want to hear what those barriers are. Why is it that you woke up today and you wanted to do X, but by the end of the day, you didn't make it happen. And then we start to hear what the barriers are. And as we start to hear the barriers, then we can help connect to resources that are going to help you work through that barrier a little more quickly so that you can get right back on track at those goals with those dates and the action plan that you put together so that you can reach that end goal. And I will tell you, it happens sometimes a lot quicker than most people think. Prime example, the last class that we had, they graduated in January. And I'll use one of our participants. I'll say her name because I hope she's listening and knows that we're proud of her. Her name is Early.
Okay.
And Early had three goals that she set. And some of them were tough. She didn't come from Marion. She moved here about 8 months ago. And she was in a tough situation where she was. And she moved here. She had some family here and was just hoping to just sort of start over, you know, in some way. There were some deaths where she was before and just sort of a violent situation. And so She needed a birth certificate, and getting the birth certificate from out of state was really difficult to her,
right.
for her. And she needed that in order to get a job. She had applied everywhere, but without that birth certificate, she couldn't get a social security card. Mm-hmm. Then she couldn't get all these things. And so, her goals were to get a job, to get a place of her own, and to get her GED.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated in January, and here it is May. She finally got her birth certificate straightened around, so she was able to get a job. She's Good. Working at her job. She just moved into her own apartment just the beginning of this month, and she starts school in June to work on her GED.
Great.
Since January.
Great.
And we are just so proud of her because she thought, oh gosh, this is going to take forever. I can't get the birth certificate and I can't get a place until I have a job, and I can't get a job without, you know, those
All
sort
those
of things.
Barriers.
Most definitely. Yes. But we were able to direct her and connect her with some local resources that have really been able to really help her move forward with some mm-hmm. things. And then the other cool piece with what we do is we pair people with what we would call an ally. So we have someone who's familiar with the Bridges concepts, because our agency, Marion Matters, we are founded on Bridges principles that tell us, you know, whether you're born in poverty, middle class, or wealth, there are unspoken rules or cues that go along with each economic class. They're all very different. And mm-hmm. in order to move from one class to another, you have to have knowledge of those hidden rules.
Right.
So we talk a lot about those hidden rules of society and how our work and school settings are based on the middle class norms. And if you don't come from middle class, you may struggle in work and school. So that's a barrier, and we want to help you with that. So we do Bridges trainings here in town. We've had, gosh, nearly 2,000 people go through our Bridges training. And so when people go through Getting Ahead, we pair them with someone who's gone through the Bridges training, and they become an ally pair.
Okay.
And the cool thing, that ally is there just to be a friend, just to be a sounding board mm-hmm. sometimes, just mm-hmm. to be someone who says, you know what, hey, you're doing a good job.
Yes.
Just another
yes.
leg of support.
Someone you can trust if you need someone
yes.
to talk to.
And
yes.
Early has an amazing ally. Who has been there, you know, along the way. When she's
right.
had little hiccups, she's been able to call the ally. And then the ally has friends who have now become friends of Early's. And so she's building that support system, that positive support system.
That's
so
great.
That's another key element of what we do, is building those positive support systems, those relationships that are nurturing and safe, and they just become, you know, almost like family in a lot of ways. And so Getting Ahead really pulls all of that together. It's that individual growth piece, but we also do some exploration in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So our participants, they go out and they ask some of our community leaders tough questions about the conditions of Marion,
right.
because we feel that if we're going to hold ourselves accountable for resources or lack of, we need to do the same thing for our community. Because sometimes it's our community that would hold us back.
True.
You know, because
That's
we're
so
missing
true.
Something here in the community. And so when they go out and they do their community assessment, they then take on this whole new sense of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I know that these things maybe we don't have, or maybe we have a low resource in one category in the community, I'm passionate about that because that matters to me. So it's the individual growth in Getting Ahead that's really cool, but it's the community growth that's even cooler.
Right.
Because it's bigger than just me. It's all about my community. And if I can learn and grow and I can teach that to someone else,
right.
then our community becomes stronger in the process.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And we need that.
Yes.
We need that. Because
we
can't have an unstable community, the pillars that that we need to lean on,
yes.
you know, to be faulty and wavering. And we're trying to stand up and be strong ourselves. So you're so right. We do need everybody to work together
yes.
and to be strong and stand up on our own two legs. Now, that one class that you have, when does that start again?
So Getting Ahead, we have the fall class starts, I believe it's October.
Because you just finished one, right?
We have a class finishing on June 13th. So
okay.
if anyone's listening,
right.
come to that graduation. It is June 13th. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. And it's at Epworth United Methodist Church, right across from Papa John's there on Center Street. We'd love to have you come and check it out. Maybe you're curious. You're like, what are they doing over there? I hear about this
right.
and I don't know. You'll get to hear testimony from the graduates of the program. They'll tell you exactly what it's meant to them.
Right.
You'll hear about about maybe some of the goals that they're setting for themselves. And you'll get to hear a little bit about what that curriculum is all about, what we've been doing for the last 14 weeks.
And 14 weeks long.
Well, and so 14 weeks, that includes that core program, Getting Ahead in a Just Getting By World. And then we follow that up with something called Transitions. And Transitions is where we really partner with some of our community resources to really look at college and career options. So Goodwill comes in and they do master applications with everyone that turns into resumes. They do a packet that lets them, you know, have copies of that resume, that application, so that they're better prepared when they go out on that job search. We partner with Aspire, which used to be ABLE, the Adult Basic Literacy Program that helps people prepare for and study for the GED. They come and talk to us. We partner with Marion Technical College and OSUM.
Okay.
And so we really sort of break college down into doable chunks for those folks who would like to continue their education.
Right.
And so once they complete Transitions, they move into financial literacy. That's sort of that final experience that seals up those 14 weeks. So they're taking in a lot of information. They're learning a lot about themselves. But again, the things that we're trying to do in this community is to take people who struggle with daily instability and help them become self-sufficient.
Yes.
How can I rely on myself and my skill set to get things done? So everything that we do is all about developing skill sets and stabilizing our situations so that we can make that change for ourselves and for our families.
That's true. That's so important because, you know, sometimes you can have a buddy or a friend, and you're always leaning on them.
Yes.
I need help doing this. I need help doing that. But to be able to stand up on your own to do something.
Yes.
Where you can be a pillar for somebody else instead of you're always needing a pillar to lean on, then you can become a pillar for someone else. And that's what I try to teach my children and my grandchildren. You know, your experiences can help somebody else.
Absolutely.
At least you can say, well, I don't think you should go that way.
Yeah, I tried that once, right?
It didn't work.
Right.
And that's what I want so much for my grandson. So much.
Yes.
And he's learning life skills now. And hopefully, when he comes home, he can get back into that program.
Yes, that we would love to. And that date I wanted to give you was October 1st is when that next Getting Ahead class starts or Getting Ahead experience.
He came in at the end of the first one you had coming in, well, December, January.
Yes.
And that was at the end. But,
yes.
He's doing great.
Good.
Sounds like a new person.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He needed it.
I can't wait to see him again. I know I got to meet him and talk with him, and he's a pretty special young man.
He
so I can't wait for us to be able to work with him because he really has something special about him, and I think he's going to do great things.
And that's good to hear.
Yes. And I met him twice, and I thought that from the get-go, I think he and I connected, and just telling him, you know, you can do this, and we believe in you, and we want to be there to help you and walk alongside you as you're kind of figuring things out.
Right, right. And, you know, that means so much more to a young person than always hearing it from their family.
Yes.
That someone else can see something great in them.
Yes.
You know, even as a person my age, and someone says, well, I see this in you. Maybe I didn't see that.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
But I said, oh, maybe they see something, and maybe I'll just try, you know, take it to another level and at least try. It may be there.
Absolutely.
But I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to cut you off because we're getting down to the last 9 minutes.
Okay.
And what else did you want to share with us?
So I just wanted to share, so that's sort of our basic role of I guess, educational programs lineup that we have. So if anyone is interested, they can always contact our office, 740-223-2999, and say, hey, I heard Heidi talking, and I'm interested in that Getting Ahead experience that starts in the fall on October 1st.
Right.
Come see us at that graduation on June 13th at Epworth. Again, that's from 5:30 to 7:30 at Epworth. We have a hub. We started a hub. That's new from the last time I was here. So, you know, we get referrals for Getting Ahead. It's referral-based. So however you hear about it, whether you heard about it yourself here on the radio or a friend, or maybe you go to one of the agencies that we work with and refer, that's great. But we felt like we were certainly missing a population that maybe didn't go to some of those referring agencies. So Currently, we have one hub open, and that is at the NAS downtown. And so we are there on the fourth Monday of the month. So the next time we'll be there is June 24th. And when we're at the hubs, we invite all the neighbors in the neighborhood to come and hear about resources, come and hear about what we're all about, and let us hear some of the barriers you're facing. What are some of the things you're looking at every day and go, gosh, if I could just get over this hump, I could get things done. So we're there at that hub to serve that neighborhood, and I think it's Columbia Street to Columbia Street, Orchard Street. There's kind of like a little Pearl Street, that area. Where any of those neighbors, feel free to come to that hub. Again, that's on June 24th. Okay. We have a picnic coming up on July 13th over at Lincoln Park. It's the annual picnic that we have for our graduates. If anyone heard about us, they'd like to just check us out in a more casual way, come to that picnic. It's from 1 to 3 over at Lincoln Park. I don't remember the name of the pavilion, but we'll have a sign and you'll see us. We have our one fundraiser that we do a year called our Barbecue Bash. That's going to be September 14th this year, and it's going to be out at the FOP Lodge, and more details and tickets will be available there soon. So those were upcoming dates. I just wanted to quickly mention, we do have a youth curriculum that we feel is more of a proactive approach at slowing down those cycles of instability, whereas getting ahead is a little more reactive. We're dealing with adults who have sort of lived a certain lifestyle for a while, so we're redirecting. Okay. So the R Rules is that youth program that I mentioned that we're currently facilitating.
What's the age limit on that?
It's grades 8 through 12.
Okay.
And so we're currently at Harding High School and then the Harding Project, which was formerly Rushmore. We also just wrapped up a session with a group called Girls Matter through our family court. And then this upcoming school year, we're looking to be at Grant Middle School as well with the with the youth curriculum. And that is made possible through the Rotary Club here in Marion. They gave us a three-year grant to really expand that youth curriculum. So we've been able to do much more with that, which is pretty amazing. We have our SOAR meetings once a month. Used to be once a month. We just changed that to quarterly, and we have more of a focus on those. The next SOAR meeting is September 12th, and it's going to be a resource fair. So we're going to have the 11 resources that we focus. We're going to have representatives and agencies in our community there to talk about how you can build those resources. So we've got that. And then we have our Employer Resource Network. The Employer Resource Network is a solution for businesses who struggle with turnover. We are currently in six businesses right now. We have a seventh that'll be joining us this fall. We'll be working with them over the summer for our rollout. And what we offer through the ERN is a success coach. So the goal is to help businesses increase retention and productivity that really affect their bottom line as a business. And typically, the turnover issues aren't because of an HR-related issue, but more the life happenstances, right, that we talk about.
Absolutely.
So they buy a share of a success coach's time. The success coach then will work on-site at the business to help their employees work through barriers that keep them from work. So that they can be on the job. The success coach will help connect them with resources, work through those barriers a little bit quicker, and then help them be a little more productive and retain their position on the job.
That's great. You're so busy.
It's a lot of great stuff, and I tell you, we find ourselves
have a lot going on.
We do, and we always call ourselves the little engine that could, because our staff is small but mighty, and we're just a passionate group of people. There are four of us at the office. Myself being the executive director, I'm full time. Our success coach that's out within the businesses, he's full time, and then we have two other part time people. We have a program coordinator and we have a partner family coordinator, and between the four of us, we say we're the little engine that could.
Yes.
2020 is a big year. For us, we celebrate 10 years of doing this work in Marion.
Oh my.
So we are super excited to really share with the community where we started and where how we've gotten to the place that we are today. And it's just been an amazing journey, and we can't wait to really celebrate that milestone.
Absolutely. Yes. Wow. I know you've developed and grown and matured through all of these
years.
Yes,
ma'am.
You know. Oh, my. I had no idea it had been that long. Time goes by fast.
It really does. Yes.
And you've helped so many people in our community.
And that's why we continue to do what we do, because the need is there. And once you learn some of the things that go on in the community, you can't turn your back on it. Once we know, we can't undo that. We can't unsee things. We can't unknow things.
True.
You know, we we just have to, then we have a responsibility to be that agent for change.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. And do we ever need change? It's like when you talked about people, suicide, and that is a concern all over our nation.
Yes.
And unless those people open up to someone,
yes,
you can't help them.
That's right.
You just cannot help them. And it just makes, it puts a pit like in your stomach when you hear about these young children, not even in sixth grade, seventh grade, killing themselves because they're being bullied. So I just don't know what to say about that or how to reach the people who are even doing the bullying. You know, bullying other people.
Sure.
And they're at a stage that they need to grow.
Yes.
You know, and it's sort of like people turn their heads away from the bully instead of trying to help them find a solution.
Yeah. Because they need development. That's what it boils down to. The one doing the bullying.
Right.
Someone has either bullied them or they've been in a situation in their life that has changed their mindset. Mm-hmm. So we need to, again, work on that development piece.
Yes.
But I just encourage everyone in Marion to do your part, you know.
That's
and
right.
I say that, you know, we can't accomplish anything by ourselves. It takes our community to step up and say, we've done the same thing for X amount of years, and it's gotten us the same result.
Right.
So it's time to try something different.
Something different.
Don't be afraid to be bold and be fearless in your attempt to blaze a trail here in the community.
True.
And that's where we're at. You know, we know that what we do has an impact, a positive impact on this community.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
why we continue to do it. And I tell everyone, be a game changer.
Amen.
How many of us wouldn't be where we are had it not been for maybe a game changer in our life? So I encourage everyone to be that game changer. Ask an additional question to find out why someone's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Direct them to resources that are available in the community.
And
most importantly, be kind. Be respectful. It costs nothing to do those things.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
That is so powerful.
And together we do, we can, and we will make a difference in Marion.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
And we're doing that.
We are.
One day at a time.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we are. We are growing, maturing, and building.
Yes.
And rebuilding.
Yes, ma'am.
So like Heidi says, all of you who are listening, hopefully you got an earful, a wealth of information, and hopefully that you can take this for yourself or someone that you know needs to hear what Heidi has talked about, her program at the Marion Matters. So thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed. And Heidi, thank you again for spending this time with me today. It's really been rich. I always enjoy all the information that you share with us.
Thank you for having me.
We will be back next Monday, A Voice of a People, here on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going,
He's
never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the... You bring your enemies close.
That was... Mm-hmm. Had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740
225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth.
A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Vanover Village Townhouses, located in Marysville, now renting 2- and 3-bedroom townhouses. Telephone number 937-642-3692. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Norman Thomas was an American Presbyterian minister who achieved fame as a socialist, pacifist, and 6-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. Thomas was the oldest of 6 children, born November 20, 1884, in Marion. The Norman Thomas High School in Manhattan and the Norman Thomas Library at Princeton University's Forbes College are named after him, as is the Assembly Hall at the Three Arrows Cooperative Society, where he was a frequent visitor. He is also the grandfather of Newsweek columnist Evan Thomas and the great-grandfather of writer Louisa Thomas. A plaque in the Norman Thomas Library reads, Norman M. Thomas, Class of 1905, quote, I'm not the champion of lost causes, but the champion of causes not yet won, end quote. Magnificent Marian Moments on WWGH Radio are brought to you by Ohio Health.
Hi, this is Steve Boom Boom Cannon, and you are tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Give it a listen.
This is Seth Sullinger, And Talking Points with Sat Song, you heard on WWGH Radio every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, is supported by Moral Companies. Phone number, Moral, 465-3251. Caledonia, 419-845-2052. Address, Moral, 132 Postal Avenue, P.O. Box 26, Moral, Ohio, 43337. And Caledonia, 1592 Columbus Sandusky Road North, Caledonia, Ohio, 43314. Website, moralcompanies.com.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you, lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM live every Saturday morning. We're going to start about 7:15 and we're going to roll until 10 a.m. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com. or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. Website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com.